Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Well, it is a Celtics Wednesday, and every Wednesday we find ourselves blessed on this program with a little insider knowledge from Mego. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I think I'm 95% Sauvignon Blanc right now. Okay.
I feel like we need to ask everybody how they're doing emotionally today.
Good, I'm good. Yeah, right. You know, it's a free and fair election, and the people have spoken. Okay. Yep. You can't argue with the people.
Nope. Ken is.
You can, but it makes you a jerk. So.
Ken is turning his office into a crying room. So.
Oh, if, really? It's a therapy coping corner over there?
His blackout shades on.
No, it's crying when he arrives in it.
Well, it's tears of sadness or happiness.
Yeah, that's correct. There you go.
Depending on what side you fell on.
Are those happy tissues?
It's America. We have an election every 4 years.
I would not want to be in a room with Curtis and Ken today.
Oh, we will. I can't wait.
If I was just sitting in between them, I would find today to be a very awkward one.
I think a lot of people's Thanksgivings just got a lot more interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is that Steve Kerr arrives in the city this evening. And I assume that Jason Tatum has had this one circled on the schedule for a while.
I would think so. The Steve Kerr presence, again, it's going to be interesting from a couple different angles because both he and Steph Curry are more of the outspoken political kind of. They're just politically outspoken, even more so. The NBA is probably the most politically outspoken professional league out of the Big Four, and those are two of the most politically outspoken people in the league, and they're both going to be in the house tonight. So I'm going to go over there early because I'm sure he's going to have something to say before the game about the election results, and that'll be an interesting little wrinkle. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of love lost for Jason Tatum and Steve Kerr.
Yeah. I hope Jason Tatum, after every shot that he's scores a bucket, is just ice grilling Steve Kerr, talking trash. I know he doesn't do it, but stay in his face.
Just give him a look. You don't need to say anything.
Yeah, just stare daggers. You know, I think that's Tatum's style.
The trash talking is, I would say dial it up.
Would you take the over 30.5 points for Tatum tonight?
I would. Yeah. I would. And I think you'll know pretty quick because the way that they have been using Tatum so far this year is he's playing the entire first quarter, and he's been really hot to start these games in the first quarter. He's averaging 13.3 points per first quarter. It's pretty different than the way that he was starting games last year. So I think you'll get an idea right away of how he's feeling and what his production's going to be like.
First 3 minutes, Courtney. You better hit that on Tatum.
Are you like becoming a degenerate gambler?
I kind of am.
She's past that.
Like, I'm really enjoying it.
She's in the parlay world. It's a little different. You're not really a degenerate in that world. It's like the lottery. You know, all you need is one to hit, and you're in.
You're right. I never see degenerates picking up scratch tickets.
No. I'm talking about more of the Powerball Mega Millions.
It's the same thing.
Not really, because Courtney's only doing a couple bucks on it, right?
$50 a month is all I will put into my addiction
for now.
For now,
it's like a quick pick.
Yeah.
for now.
Mego, so this morning we talked about Peyton Pritchard. 6 out of 8 games so far, he's had 15-plus points. I know you and I talked about it a little bit like before the season. You didn't think there was really much of a shot at that sixth man of the year. Now the odds-on favorite at FanDuel. Do you think he can maintain this? Do you think he actually has a shot now?
I'm not sure, because I think it will depend a little bit on how they how and when they decide to bring Kristaps Porzingis back, because that'll change your rotation a lot. So part of Peyton Pritchard getting the opportunity to take as many threes as he's taking right now is because of the way that the rotation is working. I think they're still trying to figure out how they're patching up that big presence, which you would think shouldn't affect the guard in the rotation, but it does, because you're getting guys like Nemias Keita in there. You're trying to figure out if Xavier Tillman is going to play more minutes. I don't think he should, judging by the way he's looked so far. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Al Horford managing him. So it's very, very early. I don't know how, again, these futures bets work if you want to put some money down on that. I don't think it's the worst prediction in the world. I just think that it's not totally likely.
I love it. We changing his name. You know how everybody's like, White Mamba. No, White Cobra. Because I love the way, you know, you've been on Pete Pritch from
a
while.
Yes.
But his confidence, the way he's like, he plays with a swag. And you could tell he's got a little bit of that in him by the way he talks and the way he carries himself. And like when after a bucket, he's one that he ain't afraid to talk no ish. That's the White Cobra out there. When he bites, it's deadly.
He's not afraid to run downhill either. Like he will chase down offensive boards. Right. He'll get to the rim. So it's not, I know we all love seeing him with the daggers from the 3-point line and the buzzer beaters that he embraces, but he does other stuff too. Right.
You have, with the luxury that you have of waiting on Porzingis, when do you think you end up seeing him? And is there a risk in waiting too long in getting him back involved?
The only risk I think in waiting too long with him would be his conditioning. But again, like he's seemingly been pretty active through this portion of the season behind the scenes in terms of what he can do. So I don't really think that there's a downside to being, quote, overly cautious with him.
Yeah.
You don't need him right now. Like we said this, I think, last week. I really don't think that you need him for a lot of the teams that you're going up against. And the only benefit would be if, say, you're seeing like an OKC or somebody who you're not going to get to see very much of during the season, and getting an opportunity some point in the late winter, early spring to see how those matchups are going to work.
If he's healthy, play him. Play him as soon as possible. Because I want to know whether or not he can make it. I hold him out. Let's say you hold him out and then you find out he can't make it.
When you say he can't make it, you mean like he'll break?
No, like he gets hurt again.
But you always say regular season doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but in the case of Porzingis, I want to know if he can get through it and not get hurt. So I'd rather
I think we know who Kristaps Porzingis is as a player, we know that he's pretty fragile.
No, but the longer we wait, then he gets hurt closer to the playoffs, and now you're like, without him, I'd rather you play him early. If he does, now you could say, all right, we're probably going to be without him, and let's build our team that way, rather than wait until he comes back later on in the season, holding him off, and then let's say he plays a month and re-aggravates something or gets hurt again, and now right when the playoffs starts, you're now trying to shuffle because you're no longer without Porzingis. At least now, if you play him and you go, you know, 2.5 months, then you feel pretty confident about, you know, him being able to at least make it through the long haul. I don't want to wait the last minute, because then it hits the team and now you got to kind of shuffle.
Right, but you also have these months right now. Like, he's definitely not going to be back before December.
No.
So you have these months of data right now of seeing what you can do without him right now.
Well, I'm saying as soon as December gets here, play him.
What about Jalen? Does this injury worry you? Like a hip flexor strain is something that you can aggravate pretty easily.
Yeah. Gary Washburn from the Boston Globe had the report that he got 2 MRIs on that hip flexor. And that may seem more routine for like a professional athlete, but just that it's so close to the core makes me a little bit scared. Like that level of injury just seems like the kind of thing that they should, again, be a little overly cautious with Jalen about. And I think they're indicating that they are, because he didn't play in Atlanta. That's his hometown. He loves playing in Atlanta, and he's not playing tonight. And it's clear that there's some personal stuff with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when it comes to Team USA, and Steve Kerr is a big part of that. So I look at that as they need to manage that pretty carefully, even though it's very early in the season, because that's something that you don't want to start barking on and off in the second half of the season as you're going into the playoffs.
Let me get to the important stuff. Who issued the code red on Perk?
I don't know. Are we sure that there was a code red issue?
I mean, there was some sort of a lifetime ban or a...
Like, you ain't invited to the party.
I heard you guys talking about this earlier. It's not the first time that there's been bad feelings with a former player. There, before, it was with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce.
It also exists, I think,
and
with Grant Williams.
Kevin Garnett. Well, that one's, I think it's, the question is it between the current players and Perk? Is it the coach and Perk, if there's anything like that? Because when it was Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, that was a very personal thing about the guys that were on that team. And I don't think that that extended from, like, the organization towards Ray Allen. I think it was more about those guys having stuff that they eventually sorted out with Kevin Garnett's banner night, and that was great. Perk, his job on ESPN seems to be to go on and be incredibly critical of the Celtics because that's where he's relevant, and at sometimes he gets personal with that.
Right.
And I think that's where it crosses a line, whether there's a bad feelings from the organization or from the current team. I'm not sure. I read the same story that you guys did in the, what was it, the U.S. Sun?
Yeah.
Some of these organizations that get the Celtics reporting, I'm like, I don't even know what this is. Or what is this?
But they probably look at them the same way young guys look at any former player who played a long ago. They probably have no idea who he is, and they're probably like, this guy's like a dodo bird goofball.
Clips go around on social media, and they see that, and they go, what is
they're like,
this?
Who's this guy? He played. It's not like his name is Kevin Garnett or his name is Paul Pierce. So you got these younger dudes that are playing going, oh, we know who this is, or Charles Barkley or Shaq. They're like, who's this guy here that's criticizing us? You know?
And I think it's a little strange because I think it was last year or the year before, I covered an event where Perk was talking and he was introducing his book, The Education of Kendrick Perkins, and he was having a whole local night in Boston. And it's a little bit of talking out of both sides of your mouth because he talks about how great his time in the Celtics organization was to the point when he got traded to OKC, there was such a worse culture, he said, there compared to the Celtics. And he's so much of like what he says that's relevant at times is so nice about the Celtics. But then during the season on these TV hits, he just gets personal. He gets personal against the coach. He gets personal about Jalen and Jason and their dynamic. And I think that just that's the risk that you take.
We had a caller this morning, though, that called and said that he basically just talks poorly about the Celtics for ratings, for like clickbait.
Well, I think that's what keeps him relevant.
Right.
And look, we all work in media. Like, we understand there's controversy. You got to come at things with a strong opinion. You got to have your takes. But when it gets personal, when you're saying, like, you put Joe Mazzulla's brain in a bird and it flies backwards, which, by the way, is a line that he reused a couple times because he used it with Kyrie, too. So that's the other side. It's like, if you're going to be sharp, you better be coming up with new material every day.
But I think for him, that works because that's kind of who he is, right? He comes, like, he's from Houston. He's from that area. He kind of, you know, tries to bring that type of swagger. He's not like a kind of a Richard Jefferson who's more of a, you know, or a Tim Legler who's just like basketball. Like, here's what we, there's what they, he wants to add a little spice and flavor to him. But that works for him. I look at it, and that's why I said it's more of, in today's world, if you weren't a dog when you played, and when I mean a dog, I mean like somebody everybody knew. When you criticize, it goes in one ear and out the other. It's one thing when Charles Barkley sits up there and criticizes.
Or Shaq.
Yeah, because they're like, he's one of the 50 greatest players ever. But when it's like...
So you're surprised that anybody is reacting to what Perk is
But saying. Isn't that why? This is exactly what he wants. Like, if these guys are just like, it's Perk, and they move on, then nobody talks about him and it goes away. The fact that they take it personally, like, these guys don't have a relationship with Perk from playing with him.
Right, but it's difficult because a guy like Perk is going to get hit with those shots. Remember Charles Barkley said, you want me to listen to a guy that averaged, you know, 2 points and 2
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy?
Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rebounds or something along those lines? Or you've seen, wasn't it Kevin Durant who basically was like he averaged the GPA? And something along those lines. So it's like, it's got to be hard.
See, that's a good line.
Well, it's got to be hard for a guy like him.
But you, listen, you cover this team. You cover this team for WEEI.com. You're in there. You're in the locker room. So I would ask you about Joel Embiid, who clearly did not like something that was written about him.
Again, we know what these lines are with media. And if you cross a line where you get so personal, I'm guessing the Joel Embiid story you're talking about is the confrontation he had with the Philadelphia Inquirer columnist.
Which he's been suspended 3 games for his reaction.
Which really runs even further contrary to what the columnist wanted, because his column was about criticizing how Joel Embiid never plays. And he got it further suspended.
Right.
So he further is not playing. But you talk about a player's family, you talk about a player's deceased family member and their son, and then compare that to their work ethic in the NBA. That's such a clear line to me, where it's very destructive for media members, not just in the NBA, in the NFL, who we want to be in the locker room. We want to engage with athletes in a respectful manner. And I think we're all there for the same goal of putting out good content and getting good stories. And that's just so destructive.
It did seem like he was trying to apologize to him in the locker room, though. Like, Marcus Hayes was in there trying to be like, all right, I crossed a line.
But I don't think he went in there to apologize. Well, I think he figured out how pissed he was.
Right, but then he was apologizing. Sorry.
He was like turtling and apologizing.
Just because you apologize doesn't mean like, oh, well, my feelings aren't hurt anymore.
Or
you haven't disrespected me.
Right. Yeah, I think that the way in which people are taking this is that he was talking about his family members, where he wasn't really. He was just saying Joel Embiid has made such an emphasis on the fact that he wants to leave a legacy for his son, who his son was named after his deceased brother.
He basically said he was not living up to a legacy for his deceased brother.
After that, he said to leave a legacy, you have to play. That's so disrespectful.
That is obscene that he was suspended for 3 games for that. Like, the more I think of it, like, what the hell?
Because they have to make sure that nobody else does it. But I said this, and this is why I always said, like, if you're going to say things, you got to be ready for whatever consequences.
And he showed up. Like, credit to the columnist for showing up in person and being there, but...
But if Joel Embiid takes it to another level where he's not willing to hear your apology, or if it gets a little heated and then he tends to, you know, maybe push you, like, you got to be willing to deal with whatever comes with that. And that's the business that we're in. I mean, Courtney brought up me and Tuca, and I was like, well, Tuca leaving because he was soft. Like, if Tuca felt like a certain way, I would have to deal with whatever comes my direction.
That's so different, because you're talking about the player and their approach to the game or the job. To me, that is so many steps behind, like, mentioning someone's family and a deceased family member and their kid.
Right.
That to me is just nuts.
Also, if Tuca ever wanted to throw with you, you could borrow my glasses.
Yeah, but I'm not a thrower, though. I told you, I only got a little bit of gas left in the tank, and I'm not wasting
it. It's coming out the other end.
Whatever end it comes out.
Most of the time,
if I ever got to throw hands
it's
or put
burrito
paws,
season.
By the way, I'm surprised by how many people tell me when I say, who do you think is going to be there in the NFL end of January, how many people suggest your Commanders?
Mm. Wait, you're talking Super Bowl?
No, I'm talking playoffs.
Like, okay.
I'm talking people who look at, they are having a season, your football team.
Yeah. Why do you think that they wouldn't be in the playoffs?
Cowboys
are totally disintegrated.
Yeah.
Like, you got Philly out there. They're a good team, but I feel very strongly about them. Jaden Daniels, you know.
Okay. Right. They're legit to make the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
I could see, because you say, all right, we talk to people and say Detroit's the bet. They feel like it's the best team.
The Niners
stink.
They're getting McCaffrey back
this
week.
The Lions should roll over.
I think they're at least
the
a wild card team.
Who, the Niners?
No. Washington.
No. But I think when you look at it, they could potentially end up as the number two seed when you think about the NFC. I wouldn't be concerned about the Niners. I think it's Detroit, maybe the clear cut favorite, and then Washington could beat Philly on any given Sunday. They could beat, who else is there? Minnesota. So I think that Washington easily be in the NFC Championship.
I don't know. Now you're talking me out of it. You're like mentioning all these teams that are so much better than Washington. Minnesota's good.
But
Detroit's
Minnesota's
very good.
Sam Donald.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, guess what? The pumpkin Cinderella, the clock's going to hit midnight, and we're going to see Sam Donald that we've seen Sam Donald. So I don't think there's a team other than Detroit, if I'm a Washington Commanders fan, which I know you are, Megal, that would scare me.
Yeah. All right. Great to see you. And are you going to be there tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can you get Wiggy in the building? He's looking for tickets.
I'm always trying to get in the building. Do you go in the locker room, though? You now officially like on the beat in the locker room talking?
Yeah, she's very official.
Wow.
She's like an insider.
All about.
Yeah.
All right. The inside, again, I don't think I've earned the insider title.
I'm giving it to you, whether you earned it or not. All right, Mago, thank you. It is a Celtics Wednesday. You can talk about the Celtics and tonight all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. The Bees fall to 6-7-1 on the season. And the Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown out for this one. In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. And it is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Curtis is itching on this one. Curtis, you can go first this morning.
Steve Kerr, you pathetic, holier-than-thou D-bag. I don't really give a damn about the personal stakes of all these different elections, but the Steve Kerr Popovich, I know more than you do, you're a dink, I'm well-read, you're a moron. Well, you were wrong, you lost, and I hope you lose again tonight.
I'm going to put Greg Bedard in timeout because no one is going to come at my shimey.
Oh.
Nobody can talk about my shimey except me.
You're the only
appreciate you, Courtney.
Only one who is allowed to fire shots, poop in the direction of shimey.
That is correct.
Nobody else.
Yep.
There you go. Good job.
Right.
I'm going to put ESPN in timeout for neutering Jason Kelce and making him go out there and basically apologizing like somebody stole his puppy. I thought he should have stood on business. He was right for what he did. And the fact that they probably said, hey, Jason, can you go out there and, apologize?
Well, I think I'm going to put the stylist for the first lady in timeout. I don't know who chose to dress her in red last night, but that was a clear signal to voters, which was inappropriate. And really? I feel like that may have affected her party's opportunity when it came to winning that election.
Was it really her, though?
I mean,
weren't there reports now
there's body doubles?
That was Melania. People thought that was a body double. Because she's wearing sunglasses.
Maybe there is a Dr. Jill Biden body double. I never even thought of that.
Nowadays, I feel like the body double thing is big. People are talking about Usher and his performance. There's a body double for him. Yeah, so you never know.
All right. Tom, you got anybody?
No, Courtney took mine. I appreciate her standing on business for me.
Okay. Right. Always. 10 toes down.
She's a foxhole gal.
Amen.
Always. That was brought to you by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Going to be a record-setting day here in Boston. Right now, 68 degrees, afternoon high 77.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.